This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, Brian. Another organization I don't think we've had on the show before. I'm looking forward to learning more.
Yeah, me too. It looks like a really good organization with some lofty goals.
So. Absolutely. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Theo Jones. He's a managing member with the UDI Group, the Urban Development and Investment Group. Theo, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Theo. Thanks for making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy, so appreciate you stopping by. Before we get into a conversation around the UDI Group, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Originally, I'm from Northern California, Oakland, California. Grew up there all my life. Moved when I was 18. Went to a technical school in Winter Park, Florida, which is right outside of Orlando, Florida. Went to school, got my, actually kind of similar to what we were doing here. I got my associate's in recording arts and I got my bachelor's in entertainment business. Then after that, I came here, 2007, came to Atlanta, and I just, you know, driving around the neighborhoods, I just saw the opportunity and went to a rich dad seminar in the late 2007, went and got my CDL 2008. Slept in a truck for a year and a half, saved up all my money, and bought my first investment property in 2009. So that's pretty much how it started.
I dig it. That's a cool story.
Interesting. So tell us a little bit more about UDI Group. Give us a more in-depth view.
We really focus on distressed neighborhoods, revitalizing distressed, under-resourced communities. Right now, we're focusing mainly on 30310, which is Oakland City, the West End area, but we're kind of moving more into Northwest Atlanta. And we're also doing some projects in New Orleans right now, currently. But our basic goal and underlying goal is just to revive the urban and inner city communities. That's our real underlying goal. How do we take something that someone would look at as pretty much knock it down, and we can say, hey, hold up, let's see if we can revive it, bring it back to life, and you know, get someone in there and get the cash flowing.
Sure. Yeah, very, very cool. What a worthy goal. There's so many amazing communities that I think are overlooked because maybe they're a little run down and need a little tender loving care. And it sounds like that's what your goal is to identify those. So when you identify a distressed neighborhood, I mean, what do you do next? Do you line up resources so you can purchase all those and then turn them around? Walk us through the actual process.
That's pretty much it. I go in, you know, look at the area, and you got to really look at it and say, you have to be optimistic, but then you have to be realistic, because you don't want to go and say, hey, this could be great, then you're in a lack of better word, a war zone. So, I mean, I just kind of look at it as, what can I do to improve it? Yeah, it may be rough, but these are the aspects. We could come in, fix this up, get it right, get someone in there. And one street, now we have four properties alone on one block. And then another street, we own three properties. So how do you go in? Our main goal was, how do you go in, seize opportunity, seize on it, and try to, for lack of a better word, I don't mean this in a, I don't know the word, is that control the neighborhood, but you're trying to control the rent and the look of the neighborhood, you know, so at least you can, you're helping the neighbors, their houses are, you know, it's just that balloon effect, you know what I mean? And you, at times you want the rent, so it gives you a return that's sustainable for you, because we're doing more than the average person would do in that area. So we will demand for a little higher rent, because we do lawn care, you know, we just have more systems to keep that standard
there. Once you turn it around, you want to maintain it.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. You don't want to do all this, put $30,000, $40,000 in the house, and then the tenant's not mowing the lawn. And it just shows that it's a gesture that you care, and it probably it keeps them long term. I'll take care of the lawn. The lawn only costs us $700 a year. I mean,
and I think through that, you demonstrate a care and concern that I think you teach people how they ought to respect their properties more and take more pride in it. And that's going to yield a lot of long-term benefit.
And that's exactly our outlook. It's the give and take relationship. Yeah. We'll do this. And then in turn, you know, we'll know you'll take care of it on the back end. Yeah, sure. That's it.
Sure. So other than the lawn care, what kind of other services that you offer that might maintain that relationship?
We do a lot of, you know, our some of the tenants we do lease renewal, we'll give them a discount, and, you know, just certain things to keep it, air filters, you know, certain, like this time of year, hey, just come around and give everybody new air. Just certain things to keep it there. When they put in a maintenance request, just get back to them in 24 hours. You may not be able to get out, but at least you can just, you know, call them. And my favorite word is give them that mental adeasement. That's what I call it. Because that's all people really want to know is you're there, you're calling them, you're going to get with them, and it's happening. You know what I mean? So that's it. It's just it's more of a psychological adeasement. That's why I try to provide more than anything. But but there is other aspects to it.
Mental adeasement. Mm-hmm. I'm stealing that and using that myself. All right. Theo Jones will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, and we're back with Theo Jones, managing member of the UDI Group.
Theo, tell us a little bit about your rental properties. Tell us about the company that's linked with UDI Group, GPHRents.com.
Okay, GPHRents was created because we have a fund of properties, and all of them are in different LLCs just due to our risk, our comfortability with risk. So we keep 10 properties in each LLC. GPHRents kind of started due to the fact because we went through two property managers and I just never was happy with the service. So what I did was I created GPH, which stands for Georgia Property Holdings Group, and that holds all the LLCs that own the properties. So it's technically the owner. So then that can be the manager since it owns everything, because technically else you would have to have a license. So that was kind of how I set it up. And I created that website for the leasing, for the new properties, you know, just have the general information.
What can I do there? Can I go and actually identify a property and then make an application to rent it? Yeah.
Okay. You can go there, look at the application. Then we have our sister website is payyourrent.com, and you go there and you fill out all your applications. Ooh, okay. You know, so we kind of have everything to where it's all online and all the interface.
Smooth process.
That's it. That's it. Easy for everyone.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about some projects that are going on. You have something in St. Croix, I believe?
Yes. That is, my great-grandparents are from that island.
Okay.
And
so that's special to you.
Yeah, very special. Mm-hmm. So my mother bought out her brother and sister on the land. It's about an acre and a half. And she moved out of California 2 years ago. And they started May 1st of this year, hit the jackhammer and the rock. And it's just been rolling. I think we should be done by May of 2016, and basically it's a two-level house. The bottom level will be for rental only, two different units. So families and friends can come and rent, other people come and rent through the Airbnb, and then the top will be for her and when we come into town. So it's basically her dream retirement home, but we do have plans of developing other properties on the site and acquiring other properties, because my family, and they own tons and tons of acres on the island. Tons. I would say collectively, maybe 100, 200 acres.
Wow.
So, you know, we're just trying to figure out some things now. I actually go there Monday to look into how we can develop more.
Awesome. Very cool. And it's interesting that you're plugging into the Airbnb network and all that implies. That's exciting. That's potentially yields a lot of interesting opportunity long term. I mean, so we're talking about Metro Atlanta, but then the St. Croix project, I mean, what's the long-term play here? Are you going to start spreading your wings nationally? I mean, what's the goal there?
Yeah.
I love your philosophy. I love this. I want to bring mental adeasement to people. I mean, there's a lot of rental companies that don't have that, and they're just trying to get that rent. And if they don't necessarily care about the long-term feasibility of those properties. So I love the philosophy here. I mean, but is the goal to expand nationally
or internationally? My goal is, I love the Southeast. Because I'm from California, and I hate to say, I know how hard the landlord-tenant law could be. Mm-hmm. And not that I say I don't mind it, but I've become a Southerner indirectly, and I love the South. I want to do Georgia, Louisiana, Texas, Tennessee, wherever, anywhere in the Southeast. Atlanta's the hub. New Orleans.
Boy, I bet there'd be some fun projects like in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. We have two projects going now. My sister's there. Yeah, yeah. So we're branching out there a little bit, but I'm still I want to keep Atlanta as the main base. Mm-hmm. So you can keep it here. But if there are other opportunities and other people I can partner with in other states, I'm open for anything and everything.
Well, Atlanta's a big booming market right now. It's only getting bigger and better. So what can we expect from UDI in 2016? What's on the horizon?
Apartments. Mm-hmm. Trying to, right now, all of our single family homes are for sale, and we just want to dump it all into apartments and do a couple fix and flips in New Orleans. It's a lot of opportunity there for fix and flips.
There's probably some residual from the hurricane too.
Exactly. The property we just bought 2 months ago is from Katrina. Mm-hmm. What the city of New Orleans does, and this is the reason I'm not, I don't want to get too deep on it. The reason we've got involved in with New Orleans because we're kind of indirectly disappointed with how the city of Atlanta works. They New Orleans pretty much says, we're going to send you a couple certified letters. If you don't answer, we're selling your house at the auction. Atlanta, you looking year, 2 years, 3 years. I've known houses that have taken 3 years to get torn down. Mm. So they're just proactive. And that's the type of development and investing we want to do. So if the city's proactive, we went in and bought two properties, probably buy a couple more. And all these are Katrina properties, all of them. So there's still a lot, and there's still a lot of work to be done there. But these are great neighborhoods. They just need the renovation.
Yeah, so sounds cool.
A lot of opportunity.
We're running low on time, mm-hmm. Theo. But if someone's listening to this and they're intrigued by it, again, your philosophy and your growth plans, you looking for other investors? I mean, is there a way to get involved? If so, how do you do that?
I would say best way: email me UDIGroupLLC@gmail.com. I'm open to work with anybody and everyone anywhere. That's hungry. I mean, I moved out to Atlanta with $2,000 in my pocket in 2007, and now we manage, I would say, 15 single-family homes and 2 apartment buildings in Atlanta. That doesn't include anything anywhere else, so I'm ready. And if they have that ground-up mentality, I'm ready to do it.
Well, I may be taking you up on that Airbnb in St. Croix, so all right.
Come on down.
Well, Theo, we're out of time now. Sadly, really enjoyed talking with you and appreciate what you're trying to do. Before I let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions and learn more about all the great stuff happening at UDI?
No problem. It's UDIGroupLLC@gmail.com, or they could visit us online at UDIGroupLLC.com.
All right. Theo Jones, managing member with UDI Group. Theo, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Theo Jones, my co-host, Brian Nani, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.